Asylum seekers in tents around Dublin City's business district of Mount Street Lower. Reports of tourism jobs being lost because of the number of hotel beds now contracted to the state. And Minister O'Gorman to report to Cabinet today on costs, some 400 million so far this year, to support international protection applicants and asylum seekers. But the big ticket item down for consideration by Cabinet this morning is Minister McGrath's plan to establish a fund to hold windfall corporate tax receipts. We're going to talk to our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, now. And this plan in the making now to manage the windfall corporate taxes, Paul. Before we get to that, though, a word about what the Commission for Regulation and Utilities will be telling in Oireachtas Committee today on the continuing impact of high energy costs on consumers.
Yeah, we have some new data from the CRU, and it shows that the number of domestic gas customers falling into arrears has increased from 20 to 23% in the first quarter of this year. However, the number of domestic electricity customers in arrears has dropped from 11 to 9% over the same period. Now, why that's the case is going to be teased out with the CRU chairman, Jim Gannon, at the Joint Oireachtas Committee on Environment and Climate Action. Now, maybe it's because it was a series of electricity credits from the government rather than gas that might account for it. But I think what's interesting to see is there's a statement submitted by Mr. Gannon. One sentence, he says, the government emergency electricity credits have had a positive impact on electricity arrears, with the level of arrears reducing, but have tended to rebound quickly to pre-credit levels. So it'll be fascinating to see what he has to say. One other sentence from his statement is that the CRU remains very concerned at the impact of high energy prices on households and businesses. But there's also a warning that things aren't going to change in the short term. He says that while they're encouraging energy suppliers to reduce prices as soon as possible, it also notes that many of these companies bought into long-term contracts or hedging arrangements, which means the ongoing fall in wholesale prices may not be seen by domestic customers for what it's termed a period of time. And I'm sure Mr. Gannon will be pressed on just what a period of time actually means.
That chimes indeed with what we've heard on this programme, that it will be some months before we see those decreases mirrored in the bills that we're receiving. Paul, this plan by Finance Minister Michael McGrath to establish a fund to look after these windfall corporate taxes, massive amounts of billions.
Exactly, billions and billions. It is a massive figure. If we look at corporate tax receipts, was 24 billion this year. The government, the minister's own department, estimates that half of that may be windfall. And if we look back over the previous decade, income from the sector has increased by more than 450%. So the big question is, what are you going to do with it? There's a reluctance among government to, you know, add to the pay bill. And the reason being that if you add to pay, that has to be paid year on year, where these windfall taxes aren't going to be around possibly in a few years' time. So what we have is Minister McGrath coming to Cabinet on his plan to establish a new fund. And we understand from previous Cabinet meetings that he's indicated his preference for Ireland to prepare for its increased demographic costs that are going to be coming by the end of the decade. Possibly spending will be 7 or 8 billion higher per annum by the end of this decade than it is now. But one thing to note, this is not a decision that's going to be made by Cabinet today. What they're really just looking at is the extent of the proposals. An actual firm proposed measure from the ministers due in the next couple of weeks.
And any idea when a decision will be made?
I think they're going to try and do this before the summer recess.
Okay. Now, there's also a strategy for offshore wind. Now, this is another potential money spinner for this country, and it's important in terms of our climate objectives. So is this a strategy in the making?
Yeah, so it's a national industrial strategy for offshore wind. Now, some people raise their eyebrows. We've been talking about Ireland possibly being the Saudi Arabia for wind for 20 years. But there's a couple of things which just seem to be indicating that things are moving. First, this Thursday, EirGrid will be announcing the first auction for offshore wind, and just showing that things are moving, that we are getting to the point of actually beginning to build stuff. And now Minister Coveney is going to be bringing his plan for this national industrial strategy strategy for offshore wind. It's not the actual strategy itself. What it is, at the proving the drafting of it, with publication coming next year. But as we understand it, the minister is saying that there's been a hell of a lot of cross-departmental preparatory work, so they're ready to go on it. So once again, we'll suspend judgment until we actually see the strategy itself.
Just one final item. We mentioned tents on Lower Mount Street, where international protection applicants are now living. We have seen the details coming from Minister O'Gorman on the costs from his department, and also pressure on hotel rooms now and tourism as well. So how much money is being spent and what else will the minister be telling Cabinet?
Exactly. We've got data on the first quarter of this year in relation to expenditure. As I understand it, it's $266 million for Ukrainians, $144 million for those seeking international protection or asylum seekers. I don't have the data to compare with the previous quarter, the last quarter of 2022, so it's not possible just to see whether that's gone up or down. But obviously, an awful lot of pressing problems, and the question will have to be is, if that was the bill for this quarter, how high is it going to go, given we've got so many people living on our streets?
More from you during the course of the day, Paul. Thank you. That's Paul Cunningham, our political correspondent at